How do computers see the world? It's not the same way humans do. While you might ask an AI tool to generate an image from your description, the image itself might be distorted in a way that doesn't align with your original views. So how do these AI models see, and are they affected by human intervention? Joining us over the phone is Dr. TJ Thompson, Senior Lecturer in Visual Communication at RMIT University. TJ, thank you so much for coming on this morning. How are you?
Good morning, Cameron. Doing well. Thank you for having me on.
No problem. So how does human vision compare to computer vision, if you can make that comparison?
Sure. So humans, when we evolved originally, we evolved our eyes and our vision primarily as a safety mechanism. So we didn't want to step in a hole or fall off a cliff or be able to become prey for whatever's working in the shadows. So our eyes evolved to focus on things like motion, like depth, how far close something is to us, and like color. So we pay attention to a lot of those aspects, like motion, depth, and color. But computers, as you've kind of alluded to, do kind of process images in a very different way. So computers look at things like metadata, try to find things like other GPS coordinates on an image, other information in the caption or keywords that you can try to use to infer context around the image. They look at patterns and edges and textures and try to make sense of the image through those types of things, as well as compare the image to other images they've learned about previously in the training data. So it is a very kind of different way of processing images with computers compared to humans, looking at and seeing something in the environment and seeing if it's moving, if it's coming closer to you, if it's a threat, or if it's something that's not of any danger to you.
And how does this difference in image processing result in the way that computers generate images?
Yeah, so because they do process images in very different ways, they also generate images in very different ways and with different kind of affordances and limitations to how humans create images. So oftentimes when humans are making images, they're physically at a particular place. They have a camera oftentimes, and they're documenting something that they're witnessing live. But computers, on the other hand, can represent something that is far away from them, that is in the distant past, that is in the distant future, that is very small, that human vision can't appreciate itself. And so it can do all these different things that human vision can't do. But then we get into potential issues with accuracy, with fidelity, with authenticity, with misinformation, with copyright, with labor, lots of other things as well. So there are some issues, even though it has some opportunities, I would say.
And so what are the limitations of human and computer vision and how does it relate to image processing and image generation?
Yeah. So humans are a product of all of our different characteristics. We are shaped by where we grow up, by our language, by our communities, by our education or lack of education, by all those types of factors, by our gender, all that kind of thing. And that informs how we see the world and represent the world. For better or worse, our vision is informed by all those different aspects. Computers don't have, you know, a gender or a language that they might have different languages, technical languages, but not like human languages. But their training data does kind of massively influence what they see or process and how they process it. So this takes us to questions about where the training data are coming from. A lot of what AI learns about and learns from comes from really wide swaths of the internet, oftentimes copyrighted content, oftentimes mostly from North America, where a lot of AI companies are headquartered. And so you don't get representative understandings of the world, oftentimes a very narrow slices of the world, when you're looking at AI vision or AI outputs, because they are trained on random posts from Reddit or from North American content that doesn't reflect all the different parts of the world beyond North America and beyond that one particular context.
And so just on that then, what are patterns that you're observing with how computers see and produce images?
Yeah. So patterns that might be relevant to mention here, AI can be quite sensationalist, I found. So when you ask AI to describe an image and then use that description that the AI generates to then make an image, it tends to kind of be very visually sensational. So it tends to be very saturated in terms of color and contrast, very, very high saturation. It tends to have lots of leading lines and patterns. And those things are visually interesting for us as humans, but they're not always the way that humans see the world or that people represent the world, for example, in journalism. We don't have, you know, as much saturation and color and intensity and beautiful beautiful compositions and patterns and everything, oftentimes in our everyday journalistic images, as we see in AI outputs by default. And you can, of course, tweak those and try to modify the intensity or saturation of an image using AI tools, but in kind of default terms, they tend to be a bit oversaturated. They also tend to be quite generic. So unlike journalistic images that represent particular people, places, communities, local stories, that kind of thing, much like stock photography, AI output is very generic. It's very, can be kind of slotted in for lots of different contexts, tries to be very universal, and that lets it be used in lots of different contexts and lots of different places. But it also doesn't come across oftentimes as very authentic. People kind of recognize this is, you know, even if they can't kind of visually pick it out that it's an AI image, it doesn't have that same kind of authenticity that human created images have.
And just one more question before I have to let you go, TJ. What is the best time for us to use human vision or computer vision? Is there certain situations where one is better than the other, and it will actually enhance the activity or the instance that we're looking at?
Great question, Cameron. I think when we have to make decisions about images or what they represent, having that human involvement is really essential. So if you are, you know, saying that my package arrived damaged from this retailer, you can send a photo of it, but having someone to verify that, yes, that photo is what actually the package looks like when it arrived, that's really important. But if you're thinking about things that are less kind of day-to-day, less important in terms of describing things accurately, that's, I think, when AI can play a role. So more kind of prototypical or hypothetical representations of how might, you know, this particular community have looked 300 years ago before cameras, or how might it look in the future. Kind of speculative uses of AI can be a really nice opportunity, I think.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, TJ. That was very insightful.
Thank you, Cameron.
That was Dr. TJ Thompson, Senior Lecturer in Visual Communication at RMIT University, talking about how computers see the world fundamentally different from humans, how that can relate to image processing and image generation, and when that might be useful in the day-to-day life in some more mundane activities that we might see AI implemented in.